Hi there, it is David Lee for the James Bond Dossier on 20th February 2019. And today actually marks the day 50 of the 007 Daily podcasts videos that I've been doing for you. So that's quite an achievement to actually think that I've done this every day for 50 days now. So I hope you're enjoying them, and we'll stick around for a bit longer. Once we get filming, and possibly before then anyway, I will cut back. This was just to get me doing it on a regular basis mainly, and try and improve my presentation skills, so you can judge whether I've achieved that or not. I've certainly showed up every day. The rest of it, well, that was secondary. And yesterday I was talking about this book. It is Octopussy and the Living Daylights. And I was just briefly mentioned the different editions or the different versions of it. The hardback first edition just had two stories. The paperback then had three. But now the more recent paperbacks have four. So it's time to move on to the first of those stories, which is Octopussy. And I think while the story it makes an interesting read, it's not my favourite of the short stories. And if I'd come across it when it was first published, expecting a full James Bond adventure, I would have been sorely disappointed, because it isn't that at all. In some respects, it's a bit like Quantum of Solace, where James Bond himself is actually a peripheral character, and he doesn't fully appear in the story, although he's there at the edges, and there are a few dots connected in James Bond's life. And in fact, some of the story was pinched for Spectre. Some of the story was actually pinched. Well, a character, let's say, was pinched for Octopussy, which is fair enough since they used the title. But part of the Bond backstory was used in Spectre, although not to the same extent as Spectre, in that Hans Oberhauser was, Bond says in Octopussy that he was something of a father figure to Bond at a time when he needed him. No mention of a foster brother, though. So the main bulk of the story is set just after the Second World War, while an intelligence agent, Major Dexter Smythe, is in Austria, and he stumbles upon some Nazi gold and sets out to hide it, and double crosses the person that he forces to help him going along the way. So, you know, it's a good enough story, and in some respects, it's the kind of thing that that may at another time have appeared as the backstory to a villain in a full-length novel. It, you know, sometimes with Drax in particular, just off the top of my head, so Hugo Drax, he had a backstory about what he'd done during the Second World War, how he'd been fighting for the Nazis, and how he managed to evade detection when he was captured and hospitalised, and claimed in fact that he was a British soldier. So it's that kind of backstory that's provided, and it would have fitted into a novel very, very well. So probably the best thing about it really is... No, not the best thing. That's not fair. One of the things, if you want to take it in the Bond universe, is that it provides more of James Bond's backstory, and you know it's a tiny bit of information really, but you know, there's not that much to go on, so anything that we can find is welcome. And it combines that, and it includes some of Ian Fleming's favourite places. He was very fond of Austria. He spent time there when he was in his late teens, I suppose it must have been, before university, studying French and German, and he used to go skiing and climbing and all that kind of stuff. And it also has Jamaica, and in many respects, Major Dexter Smythe is Ian Fleming, an alcoholic, heart going, and he knows that he's not going to live much longer. So it's still worth a read. The book's definitely worth getting for another reason, but I'll come on to that later. So that's it for today. I'll be back with episode 51 tomorrow, I guess. And jameshorndossier.com/listen or /watch, or like many of you do, you can see me on YouTube. Not YouTube, Instagram, Instagram TV. Okay, thanks for watching and see you tomorrow. Why can I never get the, I always get the lens wrong. It's there. Okay. See you tomorrow.